Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, May 17th. Owen Sound Police is requesting assistance locating a missing 15-year-old girl. Police say Jillian Dixon was last seen on April 28th at 8 p.m. on the Upper East Side area of Owen Sound. She is described as 5'6 with medium-length red hair and brown eyes. She was wearing loose gray pants, dark long-sleeve top with light circular designs, and dark socks. She might be carrying a lavender hard-shelled suitcase and leopard print bag. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A Kincardine counselor has avoided suspension for conduct regarding the sacred monument. Three members of council had filed complaints about Councillor Bill Stewart for his conduct during council discussions during the decommissioning of the monument. In a report provided to council, an integrity commissioner outlined Stewart's code of conduct violations, where he made public statements that undermine the work of council and that he shared confidential information that was intended for a closed session meeting. The integrity commissioner had recommended that Stewart be suspended for 1 week. Councillor Beth Blackwell shared her thoughts during the discussion.
I think we have grown as a team since this incident, but I will give my colleague credit for acknowledging within the report and acknowledging that there were breaches made.
A motion to carry through with a 1 week suspension for Stewart was defeated. The third annual Cobble Beach 5-kilometer Lighthouse Fun Run has raised over $11,000 for two local charities. It was held on April 27th and saw 303 participants, ranging from ages 1 to over 80. Funds raised from the event will be shared between the YMCA of Owen Sound Grey Bruce and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Grey Bruce and West Simcoe, supporting local programs that help children, youth, and families thrive. The City of Owen Sound is holding a Goods Exchange Day event this weekend. Today, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., residents are encouraged to place any unwanted but still usable items on the curb. Anything not taken must be back inside the home tonight. Then next weekend, the city will be holding a Household Hazardous Waste Day event at the Public Works facility from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event is open to residents in Owen Sound, Chatsworth, Georgian Bluffs, Grey Highlands, and Meaford. Dinosaurs have made their way to the Grey Roots Museum and Archives. Starting today, the Dinosaur Discoveries, Ancient Fossils, New Ideas shows what living, breathing dinosaurs were really like. The opening day festivities include a Meet the Expert session with a paleontologist and a screening of Disney's Dinosaur. On to national news, Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's not ruling out the possibility of distributing another round of rebate checks to Ontarians in order to help people navigate uncertain financial times. According to media reports, Ford's comments come a day after the PC government tabled its first budget at Queen's Park since being re-elected in March. The budget included billions of dollars in support for businesses in order to bolster Ontario's economy in the face of U.S. tariffs, sending the province into a deficit of $14.6 billion for 2025 to 2026. In sports in the NHL playoffs, Toronto evened the score against the Florida Panthers last night, winning 2-0, tying the series 3-3. While in the NBA playoffs, New York beat Boston 119-81 in Game 6 of the second round. And in MLB action, the Jays lost to Detroit 5-4. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.